Shabbos, just a friendly reminder, candle lighting, 444, which makes Mincha Yarin throughout the system at 450. Learning in the Shul this week is sponsored by the Wolk family in memory of Chana Bela Bas Rav Yeshua, and of course, learning of the Mishnayos in general over the course of the year, being sponsored by Lilei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are learning Misachta Olos. We are in the 11th parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. The Mishnah continues, Achsadra Shenistaka. What happens if I have an achsadra, I have a portico that gets split? So tuma b'tzad zeh, kelim shebitzad sheni tehorim. If we have tuma on one side, the kelim there on the other side, it's a split, it's in a different building, so to speak. So therefore, those utensils would be tor. Nasan esraglo konam el malon, if I'm on the top of the portico, and I put my foot on top, or I put a branch to connect them, so eir v'satuma, I connected the tuma, so it goes from one side to the other side. Nasan asakana ba'aretz, but if I put the kana, the beam on the ground, ena maybe asatuma, ache gobo min aretz posech tefach. Like we learned all the beehive cases, right? If it's not a posech tefach up on the ground, so it's not going to spread the tuma. Similarly, says the Mishnah in Mishnah Gimel, sagos aveh, the kofes aveh, he had a thick garment and a thick beam, right? So in such a situation, they are not going to be able to bring tuma unless there's a space of tuma, of a tefach off the ground. Similarly, if you have two garments folded one on top of the other, the upper one has to have a space of a posach tefach if they're going to be able to bring the tuma. If a person's lying over there, right? If a person's lying there, Beishamai says there's no poseach tefach. Beisela disagrees. Beisela says Adam chaluhu, a human being is hollow on the inside, and so therefore vahatzara elyo maybe a satuma, the upper level of the human being, right? You know, it's what we always say, though, so and so he's full of hot air. So you have to understand that space means that the upper level of the hot air is over a tefach off the ground. And if that's the case, Beis Hillel says he's going to have the ability to be maybe es hatumah. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a terrific day and a wonderful Shabbos.